Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania at 2127 Hill Street. I am Pastor Alan Walter, thanking you for joining us today, and trust your heart will be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
To bring the kids
jingle
bells and
everyone telling you be of good cheer. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago.
It's the most
wonderful time of the year. There'll be much glowing and lights will be glowing to heaven's near.
It's the most wonderful,
most marvelous, wonderful.
It is a wonderful time of the year, isn't it? That was Derek Johnson and the vocal orchestra and the Liberty Voices. They sure had fun with that song, didn't they? It may come as a surprise to learn that among Albert Einstein's talents was a gift for music. He played the violin and often joined in chamber music sessions in the homes of neighbors and friends. When well past 60 years of age, he decided to give up his participation in chamber ensembles because it was too demanding on his time and digital reflexes. Even so, he continued to play for his own pleasure. An exception occurred one Christmas Eve when choristers appeared at Einstein's home at 112 Mercer Street in Princeton, New Jersey. Hearing the singing, the noble man picked up his violin, went out on the chilly porch, and provided accompaniment for the carolers. The contagion of Christmas is irresistible. Its charm surrounds and inspires young and old, rich and poor, wise and simple. Grateful souls are impelled to join in carols of praise, even the pious Jew. So I trust that this morning you are feeling the joy of Christmas, the excitement of Christmas welling up in your spirit, and that you celebrate it by joining in the singing and the music and thinking of the Christ of Christmas that we celebrate. Hey, it's great to have you with us for Missionary Echoes this morning. Stay tuned as we enjoy these moments together.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you.
The compass for my way. You're the fire and light when nights are long and cold. In sadness, you are the lamp. laughter that shatters all my fears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
And you are why that I find pleasure in the simple things of life. You're the music in the meadows and the streams, the voices of the children, my family and my home. Lord, you are the source and the finish of my highest dreams.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
Thank you, Union Bible College, for that wonderful song, drawing us into such a spirit of worship of the Christ that we celebrate this Christmas season. You, my friend, if you know Jesus as Lord and Master of your life, can identify with how he is the center of your joy. Lord, we praise you this morning that we have so much to celebrate this Christmas season. We may not have much in this world's goods. We may be struggling financially to meet budget and to be able to provide for our families as we desire, especially for the added expenses of Christmas and sharing gifts with one another. But oh, if you are Lord and Master of our life, you are the center of our joy. Nothing can rob us of that, regardless of our circumstances, because this is a deep settled peace that's deep within our soul. I pray, Lord, your blessing upon each of our listeners today. We thank you for our listening audience. We pray that you'll bless them and encourage them and strengthen them this day. And as we draw into the house of God for our day of worship, we pray that you'll grant traveling mercies and that there will be a spirit of joy and worship that so dominates our services today and our lives throughout this Christmas season. So Lord, we'll give you praise and thanks for your faithfulness to us in the midst of it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Fear not, then, said the angel, let nothing you affright. This day is born a Savior. Satan's power and might. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Tidings of comfort and joy.
It is tidings of great joy that we bring. God rest ye merry, gentlemen. Thank you, Haven Quartet, for that great song today. Well, we're about to gather in for our morning service today. 9:30 will be our starting time. Everything happening in the main sanctuary at 9:30. We will be enjoying ministry from children and youth and various ones, special music and things taking place in the service this morning combined at 9:30. So by 10:45 or so, we should be done with our service today. So if you can rally out quickly, we'd love to have you join us for our worship time together this morning and the giving of our annual Christmas gifts that we give out. So 9:30, it all begins right here at the Lebanon God's Missionary Church. We're located at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon. And then this evening at 6 o'clock, we will gather again for a wonderful evening of candlelight, lots of good music and readings as we enjoy the service tonight at 6 o'clock this Christmas season, a special service tonight and then a special gathering afterwards with those who have participated in praying for families in our congregation throughout this past year. Next Sunday, of course, is Christmas Day, and we will have one service in the morning at 10:30. So next Sunday, December 25th, Christmas Day, 10:30, we'll have one service for the day. That will be at 10:30 in the morning and should be wrapped up by noon. So we invite you to our services. We wish you a very blessed Christmas season and a Christ-filled Happy New Year. Much love and appreciation to you, our listening audience, and to the whole of our congregation and those who join in to worship with us here at the Lebanon God's Missionary Church, once again located at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon. Feel free to join us online at LebanonGMC.com. You can watch our services live. You can hear some services from the past. And you can find contact information and other information about our church right there on our website. Call us at 717-273-3690, and we'll respond to you just as quickly as we possibly can. Thanks again for joining us for the broadcast. Stay tuned as we will soon share a message from God's Word from the Gospel of St. Luke.
Oh, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. Oh, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. Oh, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy, great joy.
When they saw the star,
when they saw the star,
they rejoiced with great joy,
they rejoiced with great joy.
When they saw the star,
when they saw the star,
they rejoiced with great joy,
they rejoiced with great joy.
When they saw the star,
when they saw the star,
they rejoiced with great joy,
they rejoiced with great joy. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy,
great joy, great joy.
In mountains and valleys it led them each night, a star of most radiant light. The wise men rejoiced as they journeyed afar to behold such a beautiful star.
When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy,
great joy, great joy. The star shone bright, giving wondrous light.
It led those three kings to a holy child.
When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy.
Marching.
When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy.
They rejoiced with exceeding great joy, great joy, great joy. We three kings of Orient are.
When they saw the star.
Travel afar.
They rejoiced with great joy.
Field and fountain, moor and mountain.
When they saw the star.
Following.
They rejoiced with exceeding
great joy. Oh,
Gnosticism does not have any gloria, as they were just singing about. They do not have any visions of heavenly angels praising God on high, nor sweetly singing o'er the plains. Atheists have no Christmas carols, but Christianity is filled with music, and Christmas is a time of singing. At Christmas time, we sing carols because we recognize that music is our best response to the mystery of God made visible in a baby. Praise set to melody and musical harmony best expresses the joy of our hearts. Someone wrote this, "When he awoke, the song was there. Its melody beckoned and begged him to sing it. It hung upon the wind and settled in the meadows where he walked. He knew its lovely words and could have sung it all, but feared to sing a song whose harmony was far too perfect for human ear to understand. And still at midnight it stirred him to awareness, and with its haunting melody it drew him with a curious mystery to stand before an open window. In rhapsody it played among the stars. It rippled through Andromeda and deepened Vega's hues. It swirled in heavenly strains from galaxy to galaxy and gave him back his very fingerprint. Sing the song, the heavens seemed to cry. We never could have been without the melody that you alone can sing. Thank you, God." The Gospel of Luke is the most musical of the Gospels. It begins as if it were an ancient book, but soon six different songs emerge almost back to back by Elizabeth, Mary, Zachariah, Simeon, Gabriel, and the angelic host. Music, what a way to express our joy. There is music at Christmas because, first of all, the Old Testament prophecies have been fulfilled. We read in Luke chapter 2, verse 25, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him." The consolation of Israel means the messianic hope. One of the traditional Jewish prayers is, "May I see the consolation of Israel." That prayer was answered for Simeon when he saw Jesus Christ in the temple. He was a man who was led by the Spirit of God, taught by the Word of God, and was obedient to the will of God. Therefore, he was privileged to see the salvation of God. How important it is for people to see God's salvation, Jesus Christ, before they see death. The coming of Christ was prophesied and anticipated for many years. Alas, he who was long desired had come. Let the angels and all others rejoice and sing. Secondly, there's music at Christmas because the problem of sin has been resolved. Zechariah's song, we receive recorded in Luke chapter 1, verse 68, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people." The word redeem means to set free by paying a price. It can refer to the releasing of a prisoner or the liberating of a slave. Jesus Christ came to earth to bring deliverance to the captives, salvation to people in bondage to sin and death. This means he came for me and you. Certainly, we are unable to set ourselves free. Only Christ could pay the price necessary for our redemption. Aren't you glad he was willing to pay that price? No wonder we sing at Christmas time. Thirdly, there's music at Christmas because the pain of the lowly and forgotten has been remembered. Hear Mary's song in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55. "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent away empty. He hath helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever." Mary's song has often been used as the basis for choral music and hymns. Like Hannah, the mother of Samuel, Mary glorified God in song for what he was going to do for the world through her. Notice that in both songs, God is pictured as a champion of the poor, the oppressed, and the depressed. With Mary, I rejoice not only in what God has done for me, but also in His unfailing love toward all who fear Him. Christmas is God clothing common people, even the poorest of peasants, with dignity and honor. No wonder there is music at Christmas. Fourthly, there's music at Christmas because the possibility of peace is renewed in our hearts. We read in Luke chapter 2 and verse 8, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. God continued to reveal His Son, but not to those we might expect." Luke records that Jesus' birth was announced to the shepherds in the fields. These may have been the shepherds who supplied the lambs for the temple sacrifices that were performed for the forgiveness of sins. Here the angels invited these shepherds to greet the Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the whole world forever. Oh, what peace He would bring! What a birth announcement! The shepherds were terrified, but their fear turned to joy as the angels announced the Messiah's birth. First, the shepherds ran to see the baby, then they spread the word. If Jesus is your Messiah, your Savior, do you look forward to meeting Him in prayer and in His Word each day? Have you discovered a Lord so wonderful that you cannot help sharing your joy with friends? Sing and proclaim the music of Christmas, my friend. Number 5, the purpose of life is illustrated in the songs of the Nativity, the songs of Christmas. Throughout these songs is a note of glory and praise to the Father. My, don't you enjoy the Christmas music that we hear from the church and to those who love God so much and are grateful for the songs of Christmas? And then lastly, the predictions of Christ's second coming are secure. Just as He came the first time as promised and prophesied, He will come the second time. We read what Jesus had to say in Matthew chapter 24, "For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. When He comes, will He find you faithfully serving Him?" I hope so. The person that can sing praise from the heart to the Lord and really mean it will have an abundant joy that only a few people realize in life. If He lifts you out of the mire, if He puts you in the choir, then you have a song in your heart, don't you? In 1744, Charles Wesley wrote a Christmas hymn that is seldom sung, but it incorporates most of the prophecies and the thoughts I've shared with you right here today. It's entitled, "Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, Born to Set Thy People Free." And oh, when you hear that song, when you have opportunity to sing that song, if Christmas brings no song to your soul, I would urge you to seek the Christ of Christmas. He's the giver of such a song of deliverance, a song of freedom, a song of victory. Oh, come, thou long-expected Jesus, come and set your people free. We praise Him today for His coming. We celebrate Christmas. We appreciate and value Christmas so very much because it means Jesus came to set His people free. Merry Christmas to you, my friend. Enjoy the day and the week before us.
Bye.
the snow is on the meadow and the sleigh bells jingle bright. And the kids are singing jingle bells around the Christmas lights. As Daddy stokes the fire and Mama puts the turkey on, there's just nothing gonna slow me down. This Christmas I'll be home.